Welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We continue our program here as we get an update, as we do once a month, from Riley County Schools. Joining me here via Zoom today is USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brandon.
Getting into spring here now, as we're in the kind of the home stretch of the school year. What's the latest at your school district? Do you have a good spring break, first of all?
We did. I mean, really, it was pretty. It even got some moisture in there, you know, so we're all cheering for that finally. It seemed like a strange thing that we hadn't seen it rain in a while. But yeah, it was very good. Our teams came back, recharged, and, you know, that's what you always hope out of spring break, and getting fired up for a very, very busy time of year. This time of year, sometimes we don't even have enough buses to get everything done. There's so many things going on. So if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of start there. First, want to begin by thanking our parents and guardians. We had another great turnout for parent-teacher conference right before spring break. We appreciate their efforts to come in and visit with us. Again, it was fun to get back together and see them face-to-face, and our attendance rate was outstanding, so thank you so very much for your efforts. Got a few calendar things. April 15th, which is Good Friday, you'll be here before we know it, is a no school day. And then one date that we always get a lot of questions on is normally the Monday after Good Friday, which is April 18th, is designated as a makeup snow day. Knock on wood, right now, we will not need to use that day, so that will be a no school day on Monday, April 18th. April 23rd is a Saturday. It'll be a very busy day at both buildings. First will be our annual PTO carnival at the grade school. I encourage everybody to come down and enjoy the fun activities there. As well as in the evening time, we will have our high school prom. So at 7 p.m. will be the promenade. And it's always a fun time to watch the kids get dressed up, and I know, I think some of the dads even get excited on there that they get to drive some of them vintage cars as the kids drop them off when they come in. So fun weekend of April 23rd. And then the last one is just getting prepared for next year. We have our out-of-district applications. If you'd like to come to Riley County Schools, we'd ask you to go to our website and apply for that and send it off to one of our principals, and then they will get a hold of you. So a lot of various things going on at Riley County Schools.
You know, we were just reading some stories here this week. I know there's some legislation going through about possibly allowing students of K-12 parents to transfer to other school districts. You brought up the topic there. Do you see that as being a plus here for smaller districts like yourself?
Well, obviously, there's pros and cons to everything, Brandon. I think most families are probably going to stay where they're at, probably in our area. We have this year about 133 out-of-district students, which is a pretty high number for us. With the additions that we had, we've got adequate space to be able to handle growth that we would have. And so, yeah, I think we could benefit from it, but we're probably not thinking that we're going to have a huge impact from that legislation if it does pass.
Okay. I would imagine it'd probably be more felt in the bigger cities here than probably out here. So.
Yeah. I think, you know, there's definitely some conveniences to, you know, living in the Manhattan, and we have some that want the small town feel of raising their kids in our schools, and they come out, and we've always had our doors open, and so we've been able to provide enough space, and you know, really, it's been a good win-win for everybody.
All right. Well, so you talked carnival, you got prom. Any other activities going on right now?
Well, you know, one that's always been important, and we've probably put more emphasis on it over the pandemic, talking about kids' mental health or social emotional learning, and just wanted to highlight some things that we're doing in our district, particularly at the high school. Once a quarter, our two principals, our social worker and our counselor, teach a lesson to each of the various grade levels. And this quarter, they're going to be focusing on problem solving, organization, self-regulation, and perseverance. You know, these are some soft skills that, you know, when you listen to employers about what are things that kids need when they come to you, whether they jump right into the world of work or they go to some kind of post-secondary training and then go into the world of work. But this is what we hear. And so they've taken the time to sit down with those kids about 30 minutes during that time and talk about what's that mean and why that's important, and hope that that is kind of a tool we can put in those kids, you know, life pouch that they could use later if they jump into the world of work and hopefully thrive and become independent. I mean, that's the ultimate goal of what we do as a school system, is get these kids ready to take the next step. And so I'm appreciative that they do that, that they really get excited about it. And it seems like they get a lot of positive feedback from the students about those lessons. So it's just kind of a win-win, but a very purposeful and intentional lesson that they do provide once a quarter.
All right. Well, yeah, and social emotional growth is such a key piece. I know you guys, you work with these students. They're sometimes in class more than they're at home. And so, you know, everyone's got things that they're dealing with. And I know that in today's society, it's just a real key aspect of growth with these kids, it seems like.
Oh, definitely. You know, like if you throw out the being a digital citizen anymore, I mean, these kids are tied to their phones. They, you know, I mean, thinking as myself as a dad, sometimes you're like, hey, you got to shut that thing off. You know, you need to relax a little bit. But, you know, these kids are inundated with it, and trying to teach them how to communicate and have that skill set, because, you know, they're competing for jobs in a global society. And so, you know, we really value these things. I know the state of Kansas, our state board of education did a tour a few years back and talked about soft skills, and it was really a sensitive subject with employers. And so we've got on that bandwagon, and then it was only re-emphasized with the pandemic. So we're trying to do our part and be good partners with the parents as well.
I'm glad to hear that I'm not alone trying to get my kids off technology. I feel like I say it every day, and I become a broken record. So, you also have some surveys that are going to be going out. I understand here about ESSER funds. First of all, what is ESSER?
ESSER is the Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Funds that the federal government had provided those resources to school districts in the nation. And the idea behind them was to provide some additional funding to help catch kids back up, as well as to address the social emotional learning because of the effects of the pandemic. And so we have focused ours, particularly right now, we're using ESSER II funds. The school district created an after school program that we didn't have before for our elementary students. We also provide some funds that high school students can work with their teacher after school, probably more independently than what the grade school is. But so we're trying to focus those funds on things to help kids get back on grade level or get ahead, as well as some of these social lessons like I shared earlier. And so part of ESSER III funds is they want to make sure that every district is reaching out to the stakeholders and asking them for feedback, sharing ideas of things that they possibly would use the funding for, and do your parents and your guardians support the usage of those funds in that direction? And so our Board of Education tied that right into their annual goals, and they've always tried to survey patrons and ask them, you know, what do you want your student to be able to do the time they leave our school district? Or what are other topics that you feel like we should be addressing as a school system? And so we've got a couple of them running around out there, and really hope that all of our stakeholders, if you get one, please take a moment and complete that and give us your feedback. The goal is there is to listen and try and build the school system that our patrons do support and are proud of. We value your feedback. It only takes a few minutes. We've had a great response so far, and then in the end, the board will turn around and take that information and build goals. For instance, the latest one that they just completed was the bond issue. In our survey, we heard loud and clear that our patrons said, we want you to fix our school system. We want you to fix the facilities. So we've accomplished that through a bond issue. I've got that wrapped up. And so the next one is, you know, what do you feel is next? I know when we surveyed them a couple years ago, academics was second. And we anticipate that that'll still be high on people's priorities. And so trying to listen again and then develop goals and align our resources to that to help our kids.
All right. And those surveys, when they go out, will they be online, or how will they get a hold of those?
The majority of them will probably be online, knowing that most of our patrons have access that way. Mm-hmm. We can also send out a paper pencil version of that. All they have to do is reach out here to central office or can stop by, and we can hand those out as well.
Okay, very good. Well, is there anything else, Cliff, here today that you wanted to cover this morning?
Just the last one, just a helpful parent tip here is the Kansas State assessment window has opened just yesterday, and that runs through the end of April. Those tests are very important for us. We use the information from them to see how kids have progressed for the year and then try to tailor our program and our instruction towards those. So strongly encourage parents to look for those communications to come out of when the test is for your particular child. Encourage them to get a good night's rest that week, hydrate, make sure they have a good breakfast before they start the day in there. And as well, talk to your kids about the importance of that. Sometimes this time of year, those kids get spring fever just like we do and might want to rush through that when there's a lot weighing on that and very important for us to really know what your student has mastered and what they have not, so we can improve instruction.
All right. Yep, it's that time of year. So looking forward to getting more into spring here as hopefully we won't have any more snow days, you know.
Yeah, I'm done with those too.
Yeah.
We were joking. We kind of wish we had a fishing day, but I don't know if we can get away with that one.
That would be cool. Yeah. Well, Cliff, always a pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you again next month.
Thank you so much, Brandon. I appreciate it.